This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discovering the new world order of conversation. Well, I don't know if it's a new world order, but it is our it's our world order. The DJV program in order. Jennifer Horn, this is seniority. It's the seniority list. My name comes first because I've been here longer. Jennifer,
well,
second
senior.
On the seniority list. Yes, senorita list. Victoria Keelan is next on the list. Jay Kirshner is the babe. I was talking... My grandson is the sweetest kid, and so he has, because they're staying here for a couple of weeks, visiting, he's fascinated with what's going on here. Doesn't quite understand the radio thing, and because he's used to having conversation, and I wonder how this applies to any of you that have children or grandchildren, when the conversation is going on, let's say adults are talking, and a youngster comes in and wants to have a say, or wants to talk about something that's important to him or her at the time. Remembering that they are 4, 5, 6, 7 years old is something that is, I think, hard for some adults. And so when Miles, and because I encourage Miles to talk a lot, and so do his parents, talk about what he's observing and things and his feelings and that sort of thing. So he was here with us talking in the last hour about the things he got for his birthday, his half birthday. And he went through all of those things, and he was upset. The reason he wanted to talk, and you know, he doesn't, at his age, he has no concept about really what I'm doing. He just knows that I'm talking to this big thing, and he can put a headset on and hear the girls talk, and he thinks that's fun. So what he became upset about, what he wanted to tell me, was he left out one of the important animals in that, that big box of animals that he was telling you about, you know, the giraffes and all the other. He was upset because he didn't tell you about the pelican. So he wanted me to make sure that...
That's some zoo. He has, rovers, yeah. Pelicans.
All kinds of things.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So we are on the task of figuring out what's going on in the country. I do think sometimes we get a little top-heavy with California stuff because Jennifer is there and there's so much going on. Sometimes we leave out... I'll leave off some of the other things that are going on. And I think one of the things applies to this worker shortage that we have. We've talked about it in New Jersey where Jay, where Victoria is. Talked about it in Nashville where Jay is. Talked about it where I am, where Jennifer is. But I think this is a phenomenon all across the country, isn't it? And would we use the word, one of the overused words, I think, in our business is crisis, like breaking news, that sort of thing. But it's a situation that has caused a big problem, especially it's kind of like the airlines. They're so now overbooked that they have to cancel flights because they don't have enough planes, they don't have enough people, they haven't brought them back fast enough. Could that be the problem? And is that why people like Wolfgang Puck are offering $100,000 a year to waiters to come to work in his restaurants in Los Angeles? Or he's got them in Las Vegas, too, I think, in all the places. But is that it? Is that the situation? $5,000 bonus for driving a fuel truck?
Lot of companies offer signing bonuses. It just doesn't typically, it's not, you don't hear about it in the truck driving industry. But, you know, I mean, you sign on to a lot of different corporations and you get a signing bonus.
I went into
it. Why not extend that, right?
I just find it very interesting, almost compelling. I was in one of those service station places where you buy a bottle of water or a candy bar or whatever it is, and there's a fellow in there talking to the lady behind the counter, and he was the truck driver of the fuel delivery tanker that has, you know, thousands of gallons of gas and diesel in it. And so I began to talk to him about how long he'd been doing it. You know, I always ask people a lot of questions. How long does it take to drain the truck? And, you know, what's in it? And blah, blah, blah. And he said it was a new job for him. I said, really? I said, why did you go to work for this company? He said, because they gave me $4,000 to come from the other company where I was working. So it isn't just bringing people back to work. It's taking people from other companies.
That's happening a lot. Yeah, happening a lot. Like, I know several people in our inner circle who are in the process of moving to another company, same industry, but moving to another company because they're offering more money.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it's interesting.
It's a shifting landscape.
In the restaurant industry, part of the reason the recovery, I think, is going to be a little slower than we think is because for many restaurants, and there's a few examples that are cited in this story about the worker shortage, they're not able to open at full capacity because they don't have the staffing to actually service the diners or the retail goers. So they've had to keep it at lower capacities, and they haven't been able to fully reopen. And the National Restaurant Association has jumped in on this, saying that in 2020, 2.5 million jobs were lost for obvious reasons because restaurants were closed by and large or cut down to delivery status or something that they weren't used to. But there's still 1.4 million job openings in the restaurant and hotel sector as of April. So people just are not going back to that place. And one of the biggest cities that have been hit with this is Las Vegas, because that is all they are, right? It's hotels and restaurants.
Right.
And they are really having a hard time trying to service all the people that have flooded into Vegas because things are reopening, but they don't have the staffing to deal with it.
I think there's a similar problem that Vegas has to L.A. Remember, the other day I was saying that so many waiters in LA are wannabe actors, and so during the pandemic everything shut down, they went home and lived, you know, moved back in with their parents. Vegas has the same kind of allure of, you know, drawing people to it, and I think during the pandemic a lot of those people who are not from Vegas, they're from all around the country, they went home and probably didn't go back and maybe will never go back.
Well, what it's doing is contributing a lot of consternation to people going back to work, getting jobs, paying all this extra money, another sideline, if you will, side influence of the pandemic and, once again, Chinese influence on our lives. Inflation is being fed by all of this. We've talked off and on last two or three weeks about inflation and the concerns that Americans have about inflation. And I'm not sure that people realize that these things all go together. Do you think they do, ladies? Do you think that people understand that all of this stuff, what's going on individually and collectively, contributes?
It's all connected.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I guess I'm not sure that I always think that people get that. I always want to be I go back to my being a teacher. The Texas Border Wall Project. The governor of Texas has said that his state will pay for that part of it, which is not finished in Texas. Am I reading right? Is that really what's going on?
Yeah, they said that since the federal government has lost control of the border situation, that they're going to take matters into their own hands, and they're going to finish the border wall that was started under the Trump administration, and that they'll just pay for it. So the governor is going to use state funds. He also started to take donations for the project.
Who would be donating to something like that? Is it a 501c3 kind of donation?
Yeah, you just donate to the project to build in the wall for public safety. And last week he announced it. This week, so like 7 days' time, they've already received $400,000 in public donations. Yeah, so people are donating.
Yeah, would you?
To the border wall? Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. Would you, Victoria?
It's important.
No.
Jay,
I don't
you?
Live in a border state, though, so I don't.
Yeah,
know. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't, because it's been proven that it doesn't actually keep people out. So it would be a practicality, not a political reason.
All right.
In places, the reason it's hard to know that, because in places where there are the border wall in Texas, the reason Texas is doing this, because there are certain sectors of the Texas that have border wall in it, those places are actually seeing a reduction in people coming across. So in Texas, the reason that they're not just going to throw money in the air, what they're saying is that if we can complete this, this is probably going to be better, because at least it'll funnel people to the points of entry that matter. The problem is when you have a wall that's crumbling, that's, you know, 30 years old, or, you know, you need to shore it up. And that was the point of the wall the whole time. So
when was the first, wait a minute, hold on a second. Are you saying that the first parts of the wall were built 30 years ago?
Oh, God, yes. In California, there's border fence, there's wall, yes.
Well, the fence, yeah, it's barbed wire.
Right.
But even parts of the new wall that Trump started constructing, there's video of people just, like, scaling it. Like, it's not a big deal. So that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't invest my money in that.
Hmm. All right. So the cash bail situation for violent crime perpetrators. There has been a lot of discussion about that, sort of behind the scenes. Is it just in California, or is it all over the country that scenario is changing so it's easier for people who've committed these crimes to get out without having to put up bail? Is that changing, or is that just
bail
my imagination?
Bail reform is definitely something that's been talked a lot about in New York and New Jersey, for sure. Mm-hmm. Because there are people who get busted for, like, you know, stupid things like drunk and disorderly, you know, in public, and they can't make bail, and then they're sitting in jail that the taxpayers are paying for, and they're sitting there because they can't afford their bail. It's ridiculous, and I don't think that should extend to violent criminals, but I think that it should be easier for some, you know, for misdemeanors.
So how do we cut down on crime? That's basically all. What procedures, what process? Crime is a problem. How do we fix the problem?
Big topic at the White House today, because Democrats know that they're really, truly underwater in two big categories, immigration, and they're really underwater when it comes to crime, because they've positioned themselves to be not the party of law and order, right? They're the they're the party of defund the police. They're the party of let people riot and burn down cities. And so now they realize that that is a bad messaging issue. I don't know why it took so long. So today, Biden's going to be speaking about crime and the spike in crime across the country, except I think he's going to miss the message again. It is a great opportunity for him to talk about crime because it's up in a lot of places. But I guarantee you what you're going to hear from him today is all about gun control. And so he's going to be talking about penalizing law-abiding citizens, taking away their rights to own guns when crime is spiking. And that's not what people want to hear. They want to hear what you're going to do to stop the criminals.
Well, I think that's what we want for all the problems we have. What are you going to do? I don't want to have a review. I know what's going on. I want to know how you're going to fix it. That goes for anybody, whether it's a politician, a bureaucrat, somebody that's running a business. You know, what we do here is if you got a problem, we try to give you solutions or ideas about how to solve the problem. 18 after the hour. My problem right now is time.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order a vast selection of shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins delivered right to your door. No membership or minimum spend is required. Get your grocery lists ready, because seasonal delights such as summer corn, tomatoes, and strawberries, as well as grilling must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork, are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What's beneficial to you, knowing what's going on, is having a little fun is beneficial, finding out what's going on in the world. What are people talking about? That's what this portion of every hour is devoted to. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria and me to go through social media trending stories. A movie has made it, and you'll find out which one right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we are to get into this movie. The trailer for the new film, Karen, has been released, and it's prompted all kinds of interesting, I say that in quotation marks, comments. Jay, what are they?
Well, the film stars Taryn Manning as a woman named Karen White, tells the story of a racist white woman who is seeking to terrorize her black neighbors. And a lot
this
of people...
This is the reference to Karen's... Karen is somebody who does that, right? And it comes from this story.
Yeah, stereotypical Karen, an entitled person.
Yeah.
Typically a middle-aged white woman. Now, mm-hmm. a lot of people are comparing it to Jordan Peele's Get Out, which was amazing, an absolutely amazing film. I mean, that one starred Catherine Keener, Allison Williams, Daniel Kaluuya, Bradley Whitford, about a white woman bringing home her black boyfriend to meet her family, and then it turns out like all the sinister stuff is happening.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's film won an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay. Now, the Karen film, everybody is like, this is a half-butted kind of situation. People are just trying to take the essence of what Jordan Peele did and create these knockoffs, and people just need to stop it. Other people are not even comparing it to Jordan Peele's movie, but just saying, guys, nobody asked for this film to be made.
Nobody needs a film about Karens. It's already, like, read any news.
We live with Karens. We already see them all the time. Yeah.
So can I take it that you're not going to go see this? What do our listeners, you must have some tweets from various listeners who have thoughts about this. So what are they saying?
Oh, we'll put this up. Yeah, we'll put this up and ask if anybody. I'm sure there's going to be a popular response is who? What? Haven't heard of it. So yeah. We'll ask if anybody is going to be seeing this. I, for one, will not be. I don't care. That's not time I feel like having wasted. Mm. I'll just go watch Jordan Peele's Get Out a couple more times because that movie was brilliant.
It's a thriller. Mm. Oh, my gosh. What a good movie.
Yeah, it looked a little scary. I didn't see it because it looked a little scary. I like
it's just a psychological thriller, really. I mean, but it's so well done, and it is very original. Like,
Does Bradley Whitford play a bad guy, a heavy, in it?
He's very good in it. Really good.
He's a good actor.
Everyone is good in it. It's just, it's creepy, but it's not like a slasher film or anything.
And it's not, I mean, there are some little kind of like pop out at you moments, like startled moments, but it's not gory. It's not blood
and
gore.
It's a thriller,
Okay. You like that stuff, though, Jay.
I like all the scary stuff.
I like a good psychological thriller, and this one fit the bill, but I don't like anything that's gory or violent.
I don't want to be scared. I just don't want to be scared.
This scary movie just seems like it's something that should be on Lifetime, like the Lifetime Movie Network.
Well, you don't have any scary stuff on Lifetime. What? When's the last time you saw a scary movie? Come on Lifetime?
But they're all about killers. Yeah, they're all about killers and people scorned.
On Lifetime?
I haven't spent enough time watching Lifetime, Doug.
I'm thinking about the Hallmark Channel. Okay, 28 past the hour.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. Auto Tempest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The vote of For the People Act split along party lines 50-50, short of the 60 needed Tuesday to begin debate. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said the vote was the starting gun, not the finish line. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will decide this week whether to create a special committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Reuters, citing sources familiar with the decision, earlier on Tuesday reported that Pelosi will create the committee. China has called the United States the region's greatest creator of risks after the destroyer USS Curtis Wilbur on Tuesday conducted a routine transit through the Taiwan Strait. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The For the People Act needed 60 votes to clear the procedural vote in the Senate on Tuesday. The partisan vote was 50-50, with no Republicans voting with Democrats to advance it. One of the main sticking points was voter ID. Most Americans on both sides of the aisle want voter ID. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau goes deeper into the story.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally along party lines. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains to Newsmax TV the issues his party had with the bill.
They never mentioned the downsides of this legislation. They never mentioned that this legislation does away with voter ID, that it encourages ballot harvesting, and it uses federal dollars to match campaign dollars as well. Just a moment ago, you put up polling that we've known for months that 80% of Americans believe in voter ID, that it adds integrity to the election process. We need our elections to be safer. We need them to be fair, but we certainly want integrity. We think that voter ID does that. Voter ID brings integrity to it. Without voter ID, or if you encourage ballot harvesting, it decreases the value of your vote. And I happen to think that voting for this republic is a very, very valuable thing that all of us are required or recommended to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's the Super Duper Show, the DJV show, DJV program, with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. This is National Typewriter Day. Do we have a typewriter sound effect or something? We probably should have that. Who has a typewriter anymore?
People collect them, I guess, right?
Really?
I suppose.
Yeah. First typewriter was 1829 in the patent department. First typewriter, as we know it today, wasn't built, though, until 1867, someplace near Milwaukee. I had a typewriter when I was a youngster. Used one in school. Used one in college. Pretty essential, actually. The only way that you... Well, when you go back to the press, the first press, the Gutenberg press, you know, that sort of was the derivative, I think.
Is that difficult to use?
Very cute.
You think you're
pretty funny, don't you? Pretty.
I was going to ask you if you ever had a word processor, but you probably did at some point in the 90s, right?
Yeah, well, I had one. I got a, not only that, but I got a, I'm trying to remember the first, it was some kind of a, the computer I got for the kids when they were in, I think it was high school, was that 65 something or other, began with a C. Anybody
the Commodore 64?
Commodore 65.
That's the first
that's
Apple.
Impressive.
That was the first. There is no way that you bought a Commodore 64 when your kids were in high school, because those were literally in my kindergarten class. So it must have been an actual Apple by the time you bought them.
No, I had a Commodore 64. I remember getting it. But I don't remember how old the children were.
When they were in high school?
Maybe they were younger. Okay. I don't know. Maybe they were junior high school. I don't remember.
I was going to say, you must have gone to an antique shop to buy it at that point.
We have Megan. Hey, Megan! Let's see if Megan can remind me of what it was. Anyway, typewriters and where we all came from and manuscripts. So what's gone on? George R.R. Martin and Quentin Tarantino, best known typewriter advocates. And a lot of, the script people, when you wrote books after typewriter, you see a lot of good, kind of really interesting stories that begin with a typewriter. And what was that movie that the heavy
set actors?
Don't
you get carpal tunnel after one sentence? Because they're, like, really big and clunky, right, and heavy?
I know, but you're just showing your... That's silly.
No, every typewriter I've ever seen in real life.
Miles,
is,
would you get your mummy? Ask me your mummy to come in here for a second, please.
Every typewriter I've ever seen has a big, like, clunky key, and then you have to hit the thing, and then it sends the cylinder sliding to the left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about,
right. Exactly. Well, the electric ones did it automatically.
But the old ones were the Royals.
They were the Royal typewriter. I remember having. When I was young, my father had one in his office. I think we still have it, as a matter of fact.
They're worth a lot of money if you have a working one.
Right.
They sell at auctions all the time.
An Olivetti 32 sold for $254,000.
Can you imagine if you have a typewriter that is just sitting in your garage and you're sitting on that kind of money?
I don't know if they're all worth. I remember having an Olivetti. I remember a Royal typewriter. I'm trying to remember some of the others. All right, here comes Megan. She's going to straighten this all out. All right, would you please assume the position over in that chair, Megan?
And she has no idea what she's being asked.
We're having a... she's going to put the headset on. She's familiar with this routine. She has lived this as a youngster growing up, right?
Well, I can also see the headphone.
Miles is the new engineer.
Yeah, Miles is in charge of engineering things. All right, so you know the ladies. Oh, yeah, actually, you don't know Jay. You know Victoria. And you don't know Victoria either, do you?
I think we spoke one time. Yeah. Hi, Megan.
Instagram.
Right. There's Jay. Okay. So we're having a conversation about typewriters. Today is National Typewriter Day. Uh-huh. And so I managed to stick my mouth or my foot into it because I said I bought you and Brendan a Commodore 65 or 64. And so I said I thought it was in high school. And Victoria said, no, that can't be in high school.
There's no way that he bought you a Commodore 64 in high school.
No, it was elementary school.
It was?
Yeah.
Elementary school.
We had a new, like an early version Apple desktop in high school.
Yeah. Commodore was the first Apple?
No.
Yeah.
Commodore.
It was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did you do with it? I don't even remember. Did your mother convince me to buy it, or did you convince me to buy it? I don't remember. It was a Christmas present, though, I think, wasn't it?
I have no idea. No one's lost in the midst of time. I remember we played games on it, though.
Yeah? What kind of games?
Standard 80s computer games. So things where you were driving cars and things where you were making improbable things jump from one place to another and kind of fall into holes.
Really? Yeah, did Brendan do that, too?
That was more Brendan's thing than mine. Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
What were you using it for? All right, Brent, Miles, come now. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Mommy's telling a story.
Tell a story. Oh, goodness. I mean, I remember the screen and the blinking cursor and, like, typing.
That was Pac-Man, wasn't it?
No. That's not the game, though. That was the early computer stuff where you were typing into, you got the blink, there's a black screen and a blinking green cursor, and you typed a command and something happened. You know, something run.
Really?
It was exhausting, is what she's saying.
All right, but wait a minute. So now, do you remember ever having a typewriter?
Yeah.
Okay. So Victoria, who is, 10 years younger than Megan? How old the two of you, your age difference?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we're that far apart.
Yeah.
No.
But
all right. So
the typewriter thing is, yes, no, I know there are various, there's like the original kind that I was saying looked like it gives you carpal tunnel after one sentence because it's, you know, like each you have to kind of, you know, peck away at it. And then Doug was saying that you guys had the electric typewriter, which I guess was easier. I've never had one. I had the word processor, but I didn't have a typewriter.
There was an electric typewriter in his office that we played with, as I recall. And then when I was in school, I also had one of those like early word processors. But I think that probably was the Apple desktop.
Why'd they call them word processors?
Yeah, it wasn't a computer.
Yeah.
And you could print, yeah, and you could, like, write a term paper and then print it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so we've clarified the mystery of the Commodore, of the typewriter, the electric typewriters. Mm-hmm. It just seemed to me that Victoria was making more out of this than was necessary. Talking about
what are you talking about?
Well,
I said
mean,
there was
using,
no way
when
you
had to go
you
back, you typed a sentence and you had to click the thing and go back.
As a child of the 80s, you know that a Commodore 64 predated an Apple and that is a computer you would have had as a much younger person.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
But
so we're being accurate. We belong to this weird generation where the technology started coming fast and furious. And I think everybody's always expecting us to just kind of keep up with it and keep rolling.
All right, so let's take one more step here. We have a couple of minutes. You're a professor of English at UCLA, and you were in the writing program. You kind of put that all together. Mm-hmm. So what tools do your students use in order, is it all just, do you ever have anything other than what's on a screen?
Sure.
You do? Like a term paper? Did somebody give you a piece of paper?
When we were not doing school on Zoom, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
They are, under certain circumstances, they're allowed to submit their papers online, and some people submit through, there's a system that you can subscribe to, and UCLA subscribes to it called Turnitin, which is supposed to check for plagiarism, but I don't use that.
Really? You don't have any kids that plagiarize?
Oh, I totally have kids that plagiarize. I just don't like Turnitin because Turnitin is a service. They're basically, I'm going to hash up this, but what happens with Turnitin is
can we get Megan on mic, by the way, Doug? We're having trouble hearing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So Turnitin, basically, if you sign up for it, your university or your institution pays a lot of money and agrees to turn over whatever student papers are submitted to it to be part of their database so that later on they can be used as a check against plagiarism. But they also used to run a service, and I don't know whether this is still going on, but it's one of the reasons I don't use Turnitin. They kind of flipped it and used the other side of the business where they would sell a model to students where it's like, if you want to know whether your paper's going to get caught for plagiarism, check it against our database. And da-da-da. So you see they're playing both sides against the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a yucky way of doing it. Yeah, of course I have students who plagiarize.
So what do you do to them?
If it's bad, I send them to the dean.
Really?
Yeah.
What does the dean do to him?
That part I never
did. He can get expelled depending on how bad it is, right?
I mean, the code is such that I don't think they expel people for a first offense.
Yeah.
But the code is such, you know, you fail the class.
So
you have it on your record. So, for example, you're not eligible for certain graduation honors or societies. Like, you couldn't be Phi Beta Kappa if you had what's called a deferred report on your record, which means that it usually means something about academic dishonesty.
Mm-hmm. All right. So 60 seconds on writing, teaching youngsters how to write the whole
generation.
Well, they are youngsters. You can.
Some of my students are older than I am.
They are?
Yeah, sure. Mature students, returning students, absolutely.
I spent Megan invited me to come to one of her classes, and I remember looking around at it was a large class, and there were, I think, more women than men in it, if I'm not
There are always more women than men in my classes.
Why?
Because I teach things like the Brontes and Jane Austen and men.
The girly stuff.
Seriously, though, I've seen this. I have for my next quarter's class, and I'm teaching a class on Charlotte Bronte. There are 14 people signed up for it so far, and of those 14, 13 are women and one is a man.
Really?
And that's the usual average in those classes.
All right, but what about the writing courses
and
stuff?
Writing classes are more mixed.
Yeah, but that's the amazing thing about writing is that a lot of people don't know how to write, right? Isn't that kind
of... Yeah, although the classes aren't designed it's not like you don't know how to write and let me teach you. It's you have lots of skills.
But isn't it by the time you get to college, you're always supposed to know how to write?
No.
We're not supposed to know how to write?
Can I tell you something? If you go through, let's say, an LA...
This is daughter-dad doc. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but, I mean, you put me into a position where I have to explain something that I know about and you don't.
I hope you...
I love it.
I've done a lot of work in, for example, LA Unified High School.
Yes.
Okay? Yep. So those are the students that are going through to... I mean, they often go to community college first for better preparation. Teachers are overworked. Mm. They don't have the resources. The kids who are coming in from a private school or even a better funded public school, yeah, they're going to have a lot more instruction in writing. The kids who are coming in from the underserved schools are not. And it's not their fault. It's not that they failed to learn something. It was that they
didn't get it taught to them in the first place.
We need to put a level in or a way of reaching out and saying, okay, so you're here in terms of skills. You're here in different levels. And we're going to try to reach you where you are because you're bright enough to be here. You've gotten the grades. If they're transfer students, if they're coming in as first years, you've got the grades to be here. It's not your fault if the standard of writing instruction that you had before you came in wasn't the same as somebody else's.
So is it remedial? Like what you're describing is a junior course then, not a freshman level course.
No, it's not a freshman level course anyway. The writing courses I teach are upper division. I teach juniors and seniors. Uh-huh. And the class is not, you write badly, here's how to write better. It's you write at a certain standard, and often you're coming in from community college where the standard of writing expectations was lower or not articulated to you in the way that it should be. My job is to make you able to write a good English paper for where you are now.
Mm.
And I get students at a lot of different levels coming in to do that.
People my age?
Mostly not older students in the writing classes. Yeah. They take literature classes if they're coming back.
All right. Okay, ladies, any questions of Professor Stefan?
Congratulations, Professor Stefan. I love that. That's great.
What's it like being Doug's daughter?
I think we just witnessed it, Jay.
That's not, what do you mean now?
That's not uncharacteristic. You will present me with something that you don't know very much about, and I might know more about it, and so I'm going to school you on whatever it is that I know more about than you do. But
welcome to our show every day.
Yes, I know. I'm mm-hmm. 40-odd years of experience.
Today he learned that you can have up to 7 different gender identities.
Oh,
so you'll explain that one to him later because I know he's got follow-up questions.
Thanks for that.
Actually, we got about 60 seconds. You provided a bunch of resources. Are you going to put this online, Jay? The stuff gender articles?
Yeah, it's already up on Twitter, and it'll be up on Facebook very shortly. But, yeah, it's just a bunch of different articles to look at. There's different tribal communities that identify by, like, 5 genders, 6 genders. And the common misconception, sex is what you're assigned at birth. Gender is how you identify yourself.
Yeah, so a lot of people, when they're saying...
Yeah, sex is the organs.
Like your feelings and your emotions.
Right. Yeah, so that's why a lot of people, when they're doing these quote-unquote gender reveals, it's actually a sex reveal of the baby that you're doing.
Yeah, of course. Lots of people are exploring different things. They are in transition. They are, discovering who they are. I have trans students. I have students who identify.
Do you know that they're trans students?
They identify themselves as such sometimes. But it's not, I'm not going to say, oh, hey, you, look at you, you're trans.
No.
Like, part of the deal is that's the identity that person has chosen to embrace, and so you accept them as they are.
Well, I think all people should be accepted as they are. No question about that. All right. Dr. Stefan, thank you for dropping by.
Ladies, it was very nice chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you.
48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
53 after the hour now on the DJV program. We have a couple of important announcements, and then I want to talk about the big summer blockbusters of the past 10, 15, 20, 30 years with Chuck Curry, who's our movie man on Movie Moments, so stay tuned for that.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Here's another unrecognizable theme, unless we put the title within, and then you'll say, oh, yeah. All right, Chucker, what's this come from?
actually dug it completely wrong because it's one of the great scores of all time that elevated a good movie to a very good movie by Danny Elfman. That is from Tim Burton's Batman in 1989. This day in movie history, June 23rd, I remember it very well, 1989, Batman opened nationwide. No movie, Doug, was ever more hyped in its time than this film. Interesting casting of Michael Keaton, who primarily was known to audiences as Mr. Mom and then Beetlejuice, cast as Bruce Wayne Batman, a casting decision that I think paid off big. And obviously Jack Nicholson, everybody wanted him aboard as the Joker, did a great job. He cut a deal with the toys. He made like $50 million. Anyway, this film had a $40 million opening weekend. It played on 2,000 screens, both records. At the time, wound up grossing $251 million on a $35 million budget domestically.
Wow.
And to me, as I said before, Jaws, Star Wars, and then Batman, three major game changers in our lifetime in terms of the way movies are watched and marketed, and Batman certainly was one of them.
All right.
And I want to say one other thing. It also, to this day, is a very polarizing movie. I remember people love it, and people hate it. I'm in the camp that I, despite its flaws and its flawed storytelling, I do love the film, but there are people who do not like it, and there are a lot of people who love it. It's an interesting movie.
I just said, well, I can't make a judgment because I didn't see it,
of course, at least a credible judgment. I know that.
I just don't like Tim Burton generally in his work. It's too dark for me. So
okay, understood.
It's a good Batman film, though. Michael Keaton was wonderful in it. It's really, it's surprisingly good. Yeah. Mm.
All right, so now we have some other movies that came out. We were talking yesterday, and this is what caused me to go nose around a little bit. It used to be that most of the big films came out at Christmas, and then with the advent of a couple of successes in late May, started releasing things like Star Wars. The Titanic came out in the summertime, right? That was not a winter movie.
And no, that was a winter movie. That was?
Was?
I believe it was. I think it came out in December.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, because I remember seeing it on New Year's Eve. I saw that movie seven consecutive weekends, 3 hours and 10 minutes. I spent one day of my entire life watching Titanic in a movie theater.
Yeah? Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. It's good for the popcorn business, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but like I said to you yesterday, when Jaws came out in June of 75, that was the first big tentpole popcorn movie that opened. That gave birth to what's called the summer movie. So summer movies
Jurassic
are...
Jurassic Park,
huge,
right?
Yes. That came out in June.
Yeah. All right, so what other ones would you say were great summer movies? I'd ask that of all of you. Jay, Victoria, what have you seen in the summertime that really stuck with you?
Let me give you a couple. I go with Jurassic Park. I go with Independence Day. And I would go with the first Avengers movies, Avenger movie that really pops in my mind. It's a great, great time in the summer.
All right, what about you, ladies?
I can't think of one. I honestly can't think of... I remember being a kid and my parents driving us around from theater to theater to try to see Jurassic Park, and it was sold out everywhere, so I never saw it. Not until, later on when we rented it.
How old are you then?
I don't remember. Middle school, maybe?
That's child abuse. Yeah. That movie was too horrible for a middle school. Your parents should be...
Well, it wasn't my parents. It was friends' parents. We were all trying to get in, but we couldn't.
Was Rocky a summer movie?
No.
That's the thing. Right. I can never remember what time of year movies came out.
Yeah, no, I just remember the movies. All right, Chucker, good job getting us to think. Chuck Curry here, Movie Moments on the DGV program at 59.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.